Imagine getting close to retirement and having over $1 million completely tax-free saved up. Today, we're going to break down three different ways you can use Roth IRA accounts to get to this $1 million tax-free goal.
Yeah, the Roth IRA is probably the perfect account. I mean, your goal should be to try to put as much money into a Roth account of some type, whether that's a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, because it grows tax-free and you get to pull it out tax-free. Now, the kicker is trying to find different ways to actually put money into it.
So I think method number one, simplest method, is just the Roth IRA method. Now, this has income limits to it, so it's best for somebody that falls under those income limits. So if you're single in 2023, you have to earn less than $153,000 per year to be able to put money into a Roth. And for a married couple filing joint, that's $228,000. But you can put $6,500 a year into this account, and same exact thing. It's going to grow completely tax-free. So even if you, say, contribute $10,000 to it and it grows to $1 million, that's completely tax-free when it comes time to take it out at 59 and a half or later.
Yep. So you can contribute $6,500. So let's assume that you put in $6,500 per year and you invest it and it grows by 8% per year. How long would it actually take for you to hit $1 million? 29 years. So the beauty is you're not actually contributing $1 million. You're contributing about, what's that number?
250,000.
Yep. Of that, it's actually what you're contributing over the 29 year time period. But that's the beauty of compound interest. Money grows on money.
Yep.
And so that's why they say the earlier you start, the better. That's the reason why. So it's a beautiful thing. $1 million tax-free in retirement. I mean,
29 years is how long it takes you at that rate. And the important thing to remember is with a Roth IRA, as you mentioned before, you need to go and invest this money. So some people just open a Roth IRA account and they don't actually take that final step of investing it. So you want to go and find low-cost index funds, things that track the S&P 500 or the total U.S. market, Vanguard, iShares. There's a number of good options, but you want to invest this money, and especially if you're getting started young, as you said, you can end up with over $1 million in 29 years, 250 or 60s from contributions, and over 800,000 is from growth. So you want that growth, so you have to invest it. You can't just open an IRA and have it sit in cash.
You're not going to have $1 million Roth IRA if you don't invest it. Or if you do invest it in something like bonds. So you need to invest it in something that has growth potential, which is stocks. So ideally, it's going to be something that's going to be diversified, low cost, and something that tracks an index.
So method number two, Roth 401k method. This is better for somebody who can save a little bit more money. You've maybe phased out of those income limits now of what you can contribute to a Roth. And that number for 2023 is $22,500 is what you can contribute to a Roth 401k if you're under the age of 50. And this method, because you're saving more aggressively, gets you to $1 million tax-free even faster.
17 years, same methodology, you're investing it, it's growing year after year, you're actually investing it, and it's a beautiful thing. So it's a lot shorter of a time horizon than 29 years, but this assumes that you're actually participating in a 401k plan. Yep. So you have to be working for a company that offers this. And this company also has to offer a Roth 401k. Not all companies do. So it's worthwhile to check whether you ask your boss or you ask HR, but make sure that they actually offer the Roth 401k, sign up, enroll in it, and then you contribute to it and invest it. So there's a few steps you have to take here.
Yep, but the beauty of the 401k version is once you do it, it's automated. It's easier than that Roth IRA version where you have to go take it from your paycheck, take it from your bank, invest the money. This can all be automated and set up for you, which is why so many millionaires have a large majority of their wealth from their 401k. So that's simple automation, and you just continue to save and invest over time.
Yeah, compound interest. Yeah, don't ignore it. It's a big thing. Okay, so now for the last one, which is 11 years. This is the mega backdoor Roth. So this one is not quite as well known, and it's not quite as well available for all of those. So assuming you actually do have a 401k provider at your employer, and assuming that they actually offer the mega backdoor Roth, then you can participate in it if you have the income to participate in it.
Yeah, this is well suited for high earners. So we've probably crossed $500,000 of income, and we're probably getting close to $1 million or over.
Probably.
Is who's really suited for this. And there's a few misconceptions about 401ks. And when we mentioned previously that 22,500 number, that's what the IRS lets you put in tax deferred, so to a traditional or a Roth version. Mm-hmm. However, for people under 50, you can actually put in up to $66,000 in a 401k. but the plan has to allow it. So what it is once you've hit that $22,500, you can keep saving potentially into this 401k if your plan allows it. And these are called after-tax contributions. So what you do is you'd make an after-tax contribution. So it's not a traditional or a Roth 401k, it's after-tax. And if your plan has this feature, it will convert instantly to the Roth version of the plan. This is huge because this can be $43,500 you could potentially add per year to a Roth 401k. So for a high earner that's trying to save a little bit on taxes because they're in a high tax bracket, you can still make your normal 401k contribution traditional.
For that $22,500, yes.
And then add this extra kicker on top of tax-free money. And again, the beauty is if you're earning this high amount and you're saving beyond that normal amount, traditionally that saving would go into a normal brokerage account. That's great. It's really flexible. But that will be subject to capital gains taxes. So as that account grows, you're paying taxes on interest and dividends. You've got capital gains. If you do this method, it's completely tax sheltered and it's totally tax free.
Yeah, so it's there's a lot of steps to this. It gets a little bit, there's a little nuance to this approach right here. But if you can actually set it up and if your plan allows it, it is amazing.
It's amazing, yeah. Only about a quarter of the plans out there allow it. And it's really popular with tech, biotech companies. So Apple has one, Google, Amazon, Netflix, Adobe, and it's a really big attractor to get executives and high earners saying, hey, we have this feature of our 401k that allows you to sock away even more money when you usually wouldn't be able to because you earn well above these limits.
And a lot of them automatically convert those after-tax contributions into that Roth portion as well.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, it's a click of a button. Fidelity plans, just one click of a button.
Yeah, just one click of a button. They do a lot of this work for you.
Yeah, so. And it can be also...
It's not as bad as it sounds.
It can be ongoing contributions or it can be lump sum. Like, hey, I got my bonus. I'm going to direct my bonus into my after-tax 401k. I've got this option turned on and it instantly converts into a Roth. So it's amazing the flexibility. Yeah. And the thing to remember with Roth, what's so amazing besides the tax-free growth is just that anytime you need the money, if life does change, you can access your contributions because those are after tax. There's not a penalty or anything like that because you've already taxed on it. So it's a nice flexible option if somebody is thinking, I do want to aggressively save, but we're going to start a family or we might need to buy a house. It gives you that option where if you need those funds, you can get them, worst case, if you need them.
Yeah, but ideally you don't. Like you go ideally into this with this as a long-term play. This is your retirement assets because once you approach retirement, you would like to be able to access these funds relatively tax-free.
Yeah.
So not relatively, very tax-free.
Extremely tax-free, 100% tax-free. Okay, mystery option number four, my favorite.
Yes.
You could call it the billionaire tech method of Peter Thiel.
The Lord of the Roths.
The Lord of the Roths. Peter Thiel in 1999 took $1,700 in a self-directed Roth IRA and he did it in 1 year. In 1 year, he got to $3.8 million. And then by 2019, he actually got to a nice smooth $5 billion tax-free.
Yeah, well, he did that with founder shares. I mean, this is not something that everyday people can do, but know that it is an option. It's legal. He didn't do anything wrong.
Nope.
He just happened to buy founder shares in a little company called Facebook. No, PayPal first.
PayPal.
Yep. Then he converted that. Then he sold that when he sold his position. Then he bought Facebook.
Yeah, so this would apply to somebody that might be doing some private investing. Maybe you do angel investing or venture capital. Maybe your friend's got a startup business. And in theory, you can have what's called a self-directed IRA, which is a little bit of an offshoot of a normal IRA. It allows you to buy other types of investments, not traditionally in public markets.
It's not like a Vanguard account or a Fidelity
account. It's not as simple as that. So Peter Thiel, founder of PayPal, put his over a million PayPal shares that technically were 1 cent in a Roth IRA.
1/10 of a percent.
Yeah, 1/10 of 1 cent. Took off completely, and then he just kept building from there. Then he founds Palantir, same thing, uses it in his Roth IRA. Then he meets Mark Zuckerberg, makes his investment all within his Roth IRA, and it ends up being $5 billion. And it's been highly analyzed and looked at by Congress many times. How did this get pulled off? So that is possible. If you're in that position, you could take a look at, hey, maybe I want to advance this and maybe I've got some great startup. I
mean, not only did he know the rules, but he also knew which investments to invest in. So that makes it not a repeatable process, but there is an avenue if you want to explore that you can actually do this. And I've known individuals to invest in private companies within their Roth, hoping for it to take off. And for them, it didn't really take off.
Yeah, Peter Thiel picked three different companies that all became multi-billion dollar companies within a span of 10 years.
It's a pretty good hitting
record. It's pretty legit. I think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So pretty good.
Well, we do appreciate your time. Let us know if you have any questions.
Thanks.
Thanks for watching. Again, my name is Ryan, this is Peter, and we run a financial advisory firm called Bull Oak Capital. If you want to learn more about how we help our clients achieve true financial independence, be sure to check out bulloakcapital.com.